Good morning, everyone. It's wonderful to see everyone here this morning. I welcome you all, and I hope that our worship today will be meaningful and comforting and challenging and all of those things that we come to worship to experience. The first thing I want to say is that the flowers that are up here today are in honor of Kitty Duke's 90th birthday, which was yesterday. And I think we ought to sing Happy Birthday. Flowers are from your family, and so please take them with you and enjoy them this week. September has been designated Christian Education Month by the CE Committee, and I think Joanna wants to say a word about that.
Next week is the first day of, first Sunday of our emphasis in Christian Education Month, and last week Sharon told you some things about that might be happening during the month, and I'm going to remind you of some of them. Rally Day will be on the 11th, the old-fashioned Rally Day, Sunday school get started kind of thing. Come early, and there will be refreshments, like between 10:30 and 11, so come and enjoy that time. You enjoy that time out there anyway. It's hard to get you all in here. Come early for refreshments then. There will be some things happening during the worship service that Sharon will be planning for us to be concentrating and emphasizing our faith journey and our spiritual growth. There's going to be a book share. There will be a kiosk-like bookshelf out in the narthex, and you are encouraged to bring books that you have read that have been meaningful to you in your faith journey. You can either bring them to donate to that little library there, or you can make sure your name is in them and lent so that they can be borrowed. There will be a checkout system so we know where the books are all the time. So don't hesitate to bring your own personal books. Also, many people may have a devotional time that they have found on the internet somewhere. So you know how people will sell things at the grocery store and they put their telephone number in all those little pieces and you tear them off? Well, put that, make one of those and have the internet site that you may use to have a devotional time or something that is encouraging and meaningful to you. And we'll put those up on that kiosk also so people can take from there. There will be a format sheet in that area in case you want to write a review of a book that you've read. You can either write the review and put it in the book so that others can see what you got from it. Or you can give a review right here in church during the month for some also. We'll be emphasizing our Sunday school classes that are ongoing, the adults in the parlor and our children, and finding out what's going on with them and what they're studying. And so it will be a lot of emphasis on our Christian education. You never stop growing in your faith. Either you choose to seek out to grow, or things happen to you where you have to. So be sure that you are participating in a way that is meaningful to you and to others also. Since this is Christian Education Month, we'll let you know the week before if you have an assignment. And you have an assignment next week, and that is to bring those books and things that are meaningful to you to share with others during this month. Thanks.
Thank you. Along with that, I will be doing one of the Lectio Divina Bible studies on Wednesdays in September, and that will begin next week on September 7th. So if you have done that before and enjoyed it, or if you would like to participate, and you haven't, just come. There will be a light supper to begin And then about an hour's worth of study so that the choir can meet at 7. So I hope you can join me. The fireworks party will be Sunday, September 4th from 7 to 10. Presbytery meeting Tuesday, September 13th. Richwood's Presbyterian Tea is coming up. It says come to the Secret Garden September 9th at 12 noon. At Ridgewood Presbyterian Church, RSVP to Sally Braun, and her number is in the bulletin. Margaret Meyer is in Madonna Manor now, so we need to keep Margaret in our prayers, but also she's in room 118, and visitors are welcome. So if you get a chance to drop in on Margaret, she would love that. Cornerstone Cooks will be cooking and serving a meal for Cornerstone on Monday and Tuesday, September 19th and 20th. And Putt-Putt and Pizza will be Saturday, September 24th at 3 o'clock. And pizza at Salvatore's after golf. Are there any other announcements we need to hear? I want to say just a word about our neighborhood walks yesterday. There were 5 of us who walked through Peaselburg and part of Wallace Woods, and we observed the neighborhood, and we said hello to some people who were out and about. This was not an evangelism tour. This was simply a fact-finding mission. I learned that Peaselburg is bigger than I thought it was, and that it actually has not one but 2 little markets, as well as a tavern. And that Wallace Woods is a very pleasant neighborhood that backs up to homes. And I actually found a $20 bill on the sidewalk. So anyway, it was a very interesting experience. And it was Bill and Johanna and Linda and Gary and me. So if you have any questions or want to know anything about it, just ask. Dawn asked me earlier and I couldn't come up with anything, but anyway. Also, I just want to say that if you are unsure about this Transformation 2.0 thing that we're doing, the best way to find out about it is to get involved and to participate in some of the activities that we have been doing as our first phase. The first phase is discovery and learning about ourselves and our neighbors. And we've been doing some interviews, and we did the neighborhood walk yesterday. And the next part of it will be discerning. And so we'll be giving out some information that we have learned from the interviews and from the neighborhood walks. And this is very much a not something that I am bringing to give to you or to suggest to you, but this is very much something that needs to come from bubble up within the congregation. And so the best way to learn about it is to be involved, and I invite you anytime we do anything to be a part of it. That's my plug. Are there any other announcements? As I light the candle of Christ, I offer to you the grace and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us worship God together.
Good morning. Please stand and join me in the call to worship as you're able. Shout for joy to God, our source of strength. Sing a song and play the tambourine.
Our songs are like prayers set to music.
We worship God with music and praise.
With our hearts and souls, we show God our love and worship.
Please join me in the prayer of the day. Let us pray. For thousands of years, you have called to us, O God, speaking to our hearts with your gracious love and care. Enter our hearts today and prepare us to worship you, to feel your presence and know your peace. Hear us now as we pray together the prayer that Christ taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen. The hymn of praise is Sing a New Song to the Lord. It's in Sing the Faith, number 2045.
That we don't want to hear, and we don't want to think of ourselves as sinful, and yet if we deny our transgressions, we lie to ourselves and those around us, and we miss opportunities for forgiveness and reconciliation. Let us therefore pray together the prayer of confession. God of grace and mercy, we cannot seem to help ourselves. For it seems that the harder we try to live into your way, the more we fall short. We often make judgments of others to make ourselves seem less sinful. We blame others for their own troubles, their addictions, their poverty, their sicknesses, but deny our own sinfulness when we are the ones in trouble. Forgive us, O God, for giving ourselves a break when we won't have compassion on others. Help us to live into the teachings of Jesus and show his compassion in our encounters with others. And now in the quietness of this place, we offer to God our own personal prayers of confession. Amen. Friends, we are sinful human beings, but in Christ we do find forgiveness and peace. Thanks be to God. Amen. Please turn to someone near you and offer them the peace of Christ, the forgiveness of Christ in Jesus Christ. By offering the peace of Christ to one another, we recognize each other's place in the family of God. May the peace of Christ be with you all. Let us pass the peace to one another.